Hello, it's Sarah here, and welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast. This is a podcast for healers and leaders, the potent priestesses, witches, activists, and Aquarians of the world who are here to contribute to the liberation of people and the healing of our planet. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an archaeologist turned author, priestess, healer, inner alchemy witch, business strategist, and regenerative guide. I'm here to help you heal from stress and hustle, bring forth your most potent medicine into the world, and increase your capacity to receive everything you need to flourish and thrive. Because your expansion is a gift to the world. I'm so glad to welcome you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. So I don't know really what happened in the business coaching industry, but perhaps in a well-intentioned attempt to try and prevent people from hustling and burning themselves out, somehow the message got distorted and we somehow made it out to be a bad thing to admit that you work at all. Like it's a dirty secret that needs to be carefully concealed, otherwise people will think that you are not in your feminine or not walking your talk or something like that. And I know that my business is where it is because yes, I followed my soul's calling and my mission and I'm constantly evolving and getting better at my craft. And particularly at the beginning, I really worked my ass off. I had to put in a lot of hours. Now, what I've had to do over the years since then is to include downtime and learn how to rest, which our capitalist culture doesn't really teach us how to do very well, let's be honest. So I worked. And if I hadn't worked that hard at the beginning, I don't think I would be where I am now. Like I've had to put in lots of hours. Now, like I said, it's about learning how to rest. And I wish, you know, that was an extreme back then that I needed to look at some stuff. And I'll probably do an episode on burnout actually in the next month or two. But I still needed to put hours in. You can still put hours in without burning yourself out, right? So to me, that the idea that you can run a thriving business and do the absolute bare minimum in terms of work is absolutely ridiculous, particularly if you are in the first few years. Maybe that's possible years and years later because you have a huge team or whatever, but particularly in the beginning years, that's just not going to happen. And if you are in the first few years of your business, if you just like working, whether that's client sessions or creating marketing material, then I'm really sorry to say this, someone has to, then maybe running an online coaching business or healing business or whatever is probably not the right path for you. And, or maybe it's not the right path for you right now. And that's okay, actually. Maybe you actually do need rest. Maybe you need to do something else. All perfectly valid needs. I've had a couple of clients come to me saying, I want to grow my business, but I'm really scared of burning out again. And as we went on, we realized that that fear like was legit and they needed to take some time out and rest before they started building their business again. So these are all perfectly valid needs, but please don't mistake the messages of it gets to be easy for you don't need to do anything, just lie in a bath, focus on magnetizing your energy and then you'll receive. Or focus on your healing work and then you'll receive. Like if you don't have a healthy work ethic, you may find yourself struggling to grow or maintain your business. And I've met many, many coaches, and maybe you're one of them, who have been unconsciously shaming themselves for their lack of business growth and putting it down to not being in enough energetic alignment. Now that could be true, but it could also be that they're just simply not doing the actions required to actually grow their business. And also don't get me started on the idea of a work-life balance. So I personally don't believe in a work-life balance. I think it's something that is absolutely futile to strive for, because whenever I've tried to create it, I've actually messed things up. So rather than try and have everything in perfect balance all the fucking time, what I believe is in a work-life rhythm. So if we want to be in flow, we need to learn how to ride energy. And in my business, there is a time when the tide wants to come in and there's a lot of energy behind a project. I'll work for hours on end and it feels good and it feels energizing and it feels exciting. And I haven't tipped into that pushing. I was having a conversation with another friend who is prone to burnout, and I was just reminding her of my own experience where I have to ascertain, is excitement driving me now, or have I started to tip into pushing? And when we tip into pushing, that's when we're going to tip into burnout. So in my business, there's a lot of time when there's a lot of energy behind a project. And then there are times when the tide wants to go out, the energy wants to retreat. And it's my job to honor that pull and make sure that I follow it until its completion so that the tide can, in its own time, come in once more. And in fact, the tide of my own business had been going out December, January, and I really followed it through to its completion. And then February, we had like massive flurry, sold out launch, and it was, yeah, the tide definitely wanted to go in again. So yeah, what I'm saying is, like, please don't think that if you're working hard, you're not in your feminine. There is a time for doing and a time for non-doing. And a wise person learns how to recognize and stay in coherence with these laws of nature. And also, please don't think that if you're focusing on nothing but your healing and your energetics and it's still not working, please don't shame yourself. Probably there are some actions that you need to be doing in your business that you aren't doing, or you just haven't given yourself enough time for that, for the strategies that you're using to work. So that's kind of my rant over, which is that working hard in your business shouldn't be a dirty secret, but it needs to be part of a rhythm and a flow where there's ample time for rest as well. So that's all I have for you today. I look forward to meeting you next time on another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise Priestess podcast. And I'd love to invite you to consider perhaps sharing this episode on your social media stories to spread the word. There is way more goodness where this came from. If you'd like to go deeper with my work and receive free exclusive monthly inspiration, contemplations, and practices that I don't share anywhere else, then you can sign up for the Regenerate newsletter by heading over to drsarahcoxon.com and following the link. See you over there, and thanks for tuning in.